Rats were a big problem in the filthy streets and sewers of Victorian Britain, particularly in the cities. When the infestation got too bad, a rat catcher was brought in to deal with it. He'd turn up on the doorstep complete with the tools of his trade, a big bottle of arsenic-based poison and a crop-eared terrier dog. Rat catchers received around 4 shillings for ridding an area of rats and then filling up the holes. But the rats were not necessarily killed. They were often captured alive. At 3 pence per head, the sale of live rats swelled a rat catcher's income considerably. How was it done? Mayhew has left a vivid portrait of one particular rat catcher. Jack Black was a failed publican who rose to the pinnacle of his new profession catching rats for Queen Victoria. There was no doubting his trade. He dressed in corduroy trousers and a velveteen jacket, sported a leather belt painted with rats, and had a pet rat which ran up his sleeve and into his pocket. He also smelt strongly of oil of thyme and oil of aniseed, which he rubbed into his clothes because the smell was supposed to attract rats. He would turn up not only with his terriers, but also with his ferrets, vicious creatures bought for 4 pence each in Leadenhall Market. And he'd have with him his big iron cage, capable of holding up to 1,000 squirming rats. He'd block up all the rat holes except one, send his ferrets in to drive the rats into a single area, then reach into the one remaining hole to pull out the terrified rodents one by one. This hands-on method was highly successful. In Camden Town, he caught 700 live rats in one property alone. And so, getting bitten by rats was an occupational hazard for the rat catcher. Sewer and street rats carried infection. Jack was once infected so badly that he was ill and off work for 3 months, which meant no pay coming in at all. His flesh swelled up and he was only cured by drinking stout. Rats weren't fussy where they bit, including, according to Jack himself,
"where I can't name to you, sir, and right through my thumbnail too, which, as you see, always has a split in it, though it's years since I was wounded."
The irony is that the only reason the rat catcher risked pain and infection by catching rats alive was so that they could then be killed in public. To increase their trade, publicans held illegal rat-killing evenings, which took place in a wooden pit inside their pub. Terriers were set loose among a melee of frightened rats, and bets were placed on the amount of kills each dog would make, or even if the dogs would survive against the ravening rats. It was comparatively big business. One pub bought £26,000 a year, supplied by 20 different families. That's £325, the cost of a modest house spent on rats in one East End pub. Rat catchers also supplemented their income by exhibiting their wares. Jack let rats run up his arms and over his body while stroking them and playing with them. Catchers had another sideline too. They sold poison, demonstrating its effectiveness to potential customers by feeding it to rats in cages and watching them drop dead. But poison wasn't used only on rats. Captains of industry were happy to expose their workers to noxious substances if it helped them make a profit. And no group of employees can have suffered more as a direct result of their boss's greed than the matchmakers.